I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf from Practice Series. Every so often, you hear of the incredible story in which there was someone who, a non-Jew, who posed as a Jew for whatever reason, either as a missionary or fleeing from the law and decided to assume another person's identity. Or, unfortunately, sometimes it could happen that someone who thought he was Jewish, honestly, thought he was Jewish, and it turns out that something about his lineage turns out to be that he's really not Jewish. And it's an unfortunate situation for everyone involved, for the relationships that these people developed, for the person themselves under some circumstances. And there could be some halach challenges that come up because of this misconception, because of this mistake. Similar to the case in the Gemara, in today's daf, Psachim daf Gimel, Amud Beis, towards the bottom, the Gemara discussed the scenario in which you had a non-Jew who posed as a Jew. He was eating from the Karban Pesach, even though the Pasuk says, Kol ben necher lo yoichal bai. So there are certain halachas to which this could be relevant. If you have someone who wasn't really Jewish, who was acting as if he was a Jew, so there could be problems of kashrus or other potential issues. One issue which can come up is if they participated in writing a Sefer Torah. Many times at the end of a Sefer Torah, in the beginning of a Sefer Torah, you have Ksivas Elisius, which you open up to the general public or donors to be able to write a letter in a Sefer Torah, perhaps to Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. And therefore, this individual who is posing as a Jew could have written one of the letters in the Sefer Torah, and that could potentially cause a problem, cause the Sefer Torah to be pasul. And the truth is that this question does come up. The poskim do struggle with this. In certain cases, they're able to resolve, some cases not. But briefly, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim and Siman Lamed Tes, the Shulchan Aruch is discussing the halachas of tefillin. And the Shulchan Aruch gives a list of people who, if they write tefillin, the tefillin is not going to be kosher because of an idea of ukshartim ukhsaftim. There's juxtaposition of the words ukshartim. You should tie the tefillin onto your arm, ukhsaftim, and you should write the tefillin. Someone who's not part of the mitzvah of ukshartim, that they don't put on tefillin, they aren't able to write tefillin. They can't be the sofer to write the tefillin. Therefore, a woman or a child or an eved, which since they don't have the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, they wouldn't be able to write. They wouldn't be able to write tefillin. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Na'alif writes, quoting from many achronim, that this limitation on who's able to write tefillin is not limited to just the halachas of tefillin, but rather applies to mezuzah and sefer Torah as well. And therefore, according to the vast majority of the poskim, this limitation on saying that a non-Jew or a woman wouldn't be able to write tefillin applies also to a sefer Torah. And therefore, there would be a problem for this non-Jew, for this person who is posing as a Jew, when he wrote the sefer Torah, that could make the sefer Torah pasul. However, the Sha'ar Tzion quotes that there's a dissenting view, there's a drisha that seems to argue on this. And therefore, since there are those who argue, some poskim reference those opinions to say that perhaps there is some basis to try to be lenient regarding this non-Jew who wrote a letter in the Sefer Torah. But the Magen Avraham points out there's an additional problem. If you have a non-Jew who writes a letter in the Sefer Torah, who writes a Sefer Torah, and that it's not lishma. He didn't have the proper intention. If it wasn't written lishma, it can't be a kosher Sefer Torah. So for that problem as well, it's a very challenging problem. Some suggest, well, if the sofer was standing right next to him, it has the status of gadol ha'omid al gabov, you have a gadol, you have someone who is able to have the correct das, the correct intent, telling him what to think, he's writing with on his command, perhaps that would satisfy the requirement of lishma. Again, these are not simple assumptions, but these are different considerations that poskim use in order to try to be lenient. Now, there's one additional consideration. There are others as well, but one additional consideration which could really be the deal breaker in order to allow us to be lenient, and that is many times, if you pay attention, before someone comes to actually write the letter in the Sefer Torah, the sofer already wrote much of the letter. Much of the structure of the letter is already there, and the person writing just fills it in a little bit. And many times it could be that the amount that's already there from before satisfied the requirements for there to be a letter. And therefore the addition that the person does wouldn't necessarily create a psul in the Sefer Torah. So again, there are different considerations. It's a very challenging issue, and there are many other issues as well. And when it does happen, unfortunately it does, when it does happen, the poskim have their work cut out for them.